Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
My guest is Aboriginal elder Uncle Jack Charles, a survivor of the Stolen Generations who's won many hearts in his life. He's been an actor, a musician, a cat burglar, even a senior Victorian of the Year, and he's also gone to win so many other accolades. But the title he's most proud about is that of being an Aboriginal elder. In our conversation today, we look back at Uncle Jack Charles' life, how he turned his life around to become a passionate advocate for his people and a promoter of social justice causes.
It all started off my advocacy for Indigenous affairs, etc., and to work on behalf of my fellows and that, you know, to make better, to get people to start thinking about Indigenous history and etc., but also to educate those that are trapped behind our prison walls and our youth detention centres. So Bastardy the documentary was the one that led to me to believe in 2008 that I could become a public spokesperson in my own right, because on that very first premiere night at the Melbourne International Film Festival in Russell Street, in the theatre there in Russell Street, it's no longer there now, but we had to have two premiere nights for Bastardy because people were wrapped around the building on that first premiere night. Former comrades from jail, from Box Hill Boys Home, people I'd robbed in Toorak, South Yarra, Malvern, Kew, Camberwell, everyone, you know, Brighton, all these people that I'd robbed were coming to see the documentary about my life.
But your life is so extraordinary, having lived that life of robbery, of addiction.
And having, you know, that particular engagement with the boys in blue.
And then going on to win so many accolades, normally one would just be relegated to a life of being forgotten and left out. But no, you went on to achieve a lot.
Yeah.
Earn all these accolades, and still you're working to give back to the community.
I am still stealing things. I have to admit, I am still a thief. You know, I still am stealing things. I'm stealing the hearts and minds of people nowadays. And that's a glorious thing for an old thief, retired, tired, person such as myself, to be doing, using this enormous profile that I've gotten from outing myself in so many ways that I hadn't intended to, but it happened because it's a documentary.
Yeah.
I told Emil at the beginning, 6 years previously, 8 years previously, that if anything happens, don't stop shooting. Whatever I'm saying, don't stop shooting. This is me, high on heroin. He couldn't get a shot out of me unless I convinced him to give me $50 so I can go onto the 12th floor in Napier Street and get a shot of heroin up the Warwick Farm, up my arm. But I'd go back for the day's shoot with Emil and his friends from RMIT's film.
We've got a few minutes left in the studio. I'll just let you tell us the message you want to leave out
there.
Well,
the message I want to leave for people is that people like myself, Kutcher Edwards, Senator Adam Briggs, I like to call him the Senator, Briggsy, and those of us, Archie Roach, those of us that have got extraordinary, Emma Donovan, all these people that have got extraordinary high profiles, we use these profiles to, we acknowledge that we have high profiles, and we're grateful because you, the people out there, have given us, have listened to us, and you've placed us on a pedestal. So we use our high profiles for the benefit of others. I'm big with the Archie Roach Foundation. I joined their foundation. I've become a board member and a special roving ambassador for the Archie Roach Foundation. And there's nothing I like better than talking and being on stage with the legend Archie Roach. So the thing is that I want people to start seriously thinking about our stories, where we've been. And the fact is that I have been to Parliament lately, or the year before last, going into Parliament, convincing the Daniel Andrews government with the Wurundjeri mob in here in the city to expunge certain criminal records within the space of 3, 5 and 10 years. And lo and behold, the Daniel Andrews government, just before the previous March, during March of the previous year, had put its own legislation in. We were so convincing as to the reason why that certain criminal records can be expunged within the space of 3, 5 and 10 years, and for some individuals even 3 months. And we know that certain crimes can never ever be forgiven. We realise that. We're not going soft on crime, but we need an incentive. People like me going into prisons and new detention centres to try to tweak the consciences of those men and women, boys and girls in our institutions and jails, need to hear from somebody like myself with the lived experiences and that has a passion to share the journey, to tweak their consciences, to see if they can, you know, come out of their own heart of darkness, look forward. With this, that's an incentive to realise that you could have your criminal record expunged after a certain period, depending on your crime and that. And if you've got evidence of that, you know, go for it. And I've even speaking to the boys down in Barwon Prison recently via Zoom, I said, you fellow, Daniel Andrews' government has just legislated the spent conviction schemes. So, you know, when you have done your stint, you're pulled up and you're very confident that it's about time to have your criminal record expunged, well, tell the magistrate or the judge, it'll be a judge, you know, or judges, tell the judges that Uncle Jack Charles sent you, and tell him, Uncle Jack Charles told me to tell you, Your Honours, that, Your Honours, my pockets are empty. I have spent all my convictions. I have nothing left. Can you please expunge my criminal record for me so I can get work? I don't have to lie in order to get work. I can tell the truth. It would be a beautiful lie. But if you expunge it, Your Honours, you know, it wouldn't be a lie. I can get work. I can ignore that little box on the visitor's card to overseas country. Do you have a criminal record? I can ignore that because it won't be recorded, etc. And so, and I can go into schools, I can develop a business, and etc. Can't do these things if you've got a criminal record, Your Honours. So that's the reasoning why that you know, I'm so passionate because of my lived experiences with crime, jail time, addictions and homelessness and etc. That my job as an elder statesman is to be in a position, to keep on being in a position. It's all well and good being a U-Butte actor, but sometimes it can be distracting from the main game of showing people a way forward, a pathway forward. So I'll be writing some meditation programs that people can listen to, lie down, relax. And I want a special one. I've done one for Smiling Minds recently, and so for Yarra Council and somebody else and that, you know. And it's worked. They wrote one where I get people to start. It works out that that many people who are veteran worry warts, paranoid people, can lie down, put the earphones on, listen to my sexy voice, and I can bring them out, you know, into, you know, waking up to a new, having a look at things very differently,
yeah,
confidently.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où où vous obtenez vos podcasts.